I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. Some of the best filmmakers in the world call Texas home. Wes Anderson, the hipster king of quirkiness, who continues to create challenging and interesting cinema every year, sometimes every other year. Richard Linklater, who, like a chameleon, can make a movie in any genre and in any style with any budget. He's a heck of a nice guy, too. Matthew McConaughey, who isn't a filmmaker, but who I could not write this piece without mentioning. All right, all right, all right. And now emerges David Lowry from Dallas. His first independent feature, Ain't Them Body Saints, was a mind-blowing arrival that caught many by surprise due to its beauty and depth. Starring Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara, it was a stellar debut. Then an odd choice, Lowry decided to helm the remake of the Disney classic, well no, classic isn't the right word, but the Disney film Pete's Dragon. Yet Lowry took the material and hemmed out a film so startlingly beautiful in its portrayal of family, loneliness, and connection that many people failed to notice just how much of a talent he really was due to the source material. But now he comes back again with a ghost story, a film I find very hard to describe. It's a tragic drama about a single couple, yet all of infinity and the universe in one. It's hauntingly beautiful, with no pun intended, and stars Affleck and Mara once again as a couple who, before moving out of their first home together, are met with a grim fate. And then, you'll just have to see it for yourself. Lowry is the rare filmmaker under 50 who understands that film is a medium unto itself. It is not film theater or big screen TV. It has a language and vocabulary all its own, and he understands it, or is understanding it more with every film he makes. I can't wait to see what he does next. For 24 Frames on 89.1, I'm Paul Hunton.